You're listening to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, where we teach you everything you need to know about adopting a plant-based diet, full or part-time. Our goal is to empower you to live a long and healthy life. You can find today's show at ordinaryvegan.net or on iTunes. If you have any questions, please send an email to questions@ordinaryvegan.net.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Ordinary Vegan Podcast, number 46. If we haven't met, my name is Nancy Montori, and I am committed to helping you stay as healthy as possible with a lifestyle that is not only kind to you, but also kind to the planet and to animals. So thank you so much for being here today. Today's podcast is going to be focused on getting back to or beginning a clean, unprocessed whole foods vegan diet and a 21-day challenge that I'm going to begin, and I am hoping all of you will join me. I know you are probably thinking this is a weird time of year to begin a healthy lifestyle because the holidays are right around the corner. But as we all know, the holidays usually means eating, lots of eating, followed by weight gain and a New Year's resolution to lose the weight. But I believe if we start a healthy routine before the holidays, odds are we will be less tempted to eat unhealthy food over the holidays. And you don't have to do it alone. You can ask me any questions you want on our private Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com/groups/ordinaryvegan. I will share a daily vegan nutritional checklist that you can download, and I will provide a space where you can ask other community members questions. Of course, you can begin this 21-day challenge anytime and wait until after the holidays begin. But I hope you join me this month or next month or in December. Before we get into the top 10 foods for a healthy vegan diet, I want to discuss some very alarming headlines making the news this week. This month, the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change released a report on the future impacts of climate change. And it's not looking good. In a nutshell, this team of 91 scientists from around the world said that we only have 12 years to fix climate change, or we could be facing a widespread disaster. And global warming is the reason why they are sounding this alert. A seemingly small 1.5 degrees Celsius bump in temperature would alter weather worldwide, wreaking havoc on everything from natural ecosystems to weather-flooded coastlines to intensified droughts to agriculture, and the list goes on and on. The worst part is that the world is already clocking in at 1 degree Celsius warmer than pre-industrial levels, which means we are more than halfway there. And at this rate that we are going, global temperatures are set to hit the mark by 2040. Limiting warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius is possible, and the best way to remove methane, carbon dioxide, and nitrous oxide from the air, which cause global warming, is not to release it into the air in the first place. So what can we do? The animal product industry is directly responsible for a significant amount of environmental destruction, whether it's methane from cows, nitrous oxide from fertilizer, fecal waste and contamination, or the ongoing threat of deforestation for agriculture. It all gets back to factory farms. Environmentalist and director James Cameron once said, "You can't be an environmentalist and still eat meat." And I agree. I know many of you are limiting meat, but the demand for livestock is still ongoing, in diets that are heavy in animal products cause significantly more harm to the environment than plant-based diets. So if you're eating one plant-based meal a week, try two or three, because every plant-based meal you consume benefits the environment and creates less demand for animal products. And it's a very powerful thing to do. When you eat for the planet, it is such a compassionate action. And I believe what goes around comes around, and the universe will appreciate it, and it will come back to you. Now, let's talk about today's podcast. Top 10 foods for a healthy vegan diet and the 21-day healthy vegan checklist challenge. I always say, you don't need a brand new year to get healthier. It can start today. Even if you are already on a plant-based diet, you may not be consuming all the nutrients and robust foods needed for a whole, non-processed, healthy plant-based diet. Plant-based foods are becoming more popular, which is great news. But while it's possible to find all sorts of vegan processed foods at your local supermarket, a lot of those foods don't make life healthier. Because if you want to reap all the health benefits of a vegan diet, it is very important to eat a variety of plant-based foods. So today, I want to share my daily nutritional vegan checklist and the challenge. I was inspired to offer this 21-day challenge because about 6 months ago, I started feeling weird. I had some vertigo and a lot of pain in my legs, and my gait was actually off. I work out a lot doing yoga and Pilates, so I wrote it off to that for a long time, hoping it would go away. But I did have a bout of polio as a child, and I got a little scared. So I finally went to see my doctor, who I usually see once a year for blood tests. He immediately did a blood test, and to his and my surprise, I had severe B12 and D deficiency. Now, I have been on a vegan diet since 2011. In every blood test I have had over the years, I had normal vitamin D and B12 levels without supplementation. So I was pretty shocked to learn that I suddenly had a deficiency in both. Given the array of symptoms it can cause, a vitamin B12 deficiency can be overlooked or confused with something else. As I learned, B12 deficiency symptoms may include strange sensations, numbness, or tingling in the hands or the legs or the feet, difficulty walking like staggering or balance problems, and severe joint pain. It could have been worse because B12 deficiency can lead to depression, memory loss, and loss of taste and smell. The human body needs vitamin B12 to make red blood cells, nerves, DNA, and carry out other functions. Like we spoke about in podcast number 10, plants don't make vitamin B12. The only foods that deliver B12 are meat, eggs, poultry, dairy products, and other foods from animals. So vegans can be at a higher risk of developing a B12 deficiency. I now take 2,500 micrograms a week. Not only that, my doctor also discovered I had a vitamin D deficiency. Vitamin D is known as the sunshine vitamin, and it is produced by the body in response to the skin being exposed to sunlight. Vitamin D deficiency can cause an array of problems like fatigue and tiredness, depression, bone loss, hair loss, and as I discovered, bone pain and muscle weakness. Vitamin D deficiency can occur in a vegan diet because most of the natural sources of vitamin D are animal-based. Also, if your exposure to sunlight is limited, because the body makes vitamin D when your skin is exposed to sunlight. Also, if you have dark skin, Some studies show that older adults with darker skin could be at a higher risk of vitamin D deficiency. For those getting inadequate sun, I recommend 2,000 international units of vegan D3 a day. Unfortunately, I was probably not paying enough attention to my diet. Even someone like myself, who knows what a healthy vegan diet is, wasn't paying enough attention to my nutrients. So that inspired me to pull out my old vegan nutritional jumpstart checklist and start paying attention to what I eat. And I don't think I'm alone, because for a few years I offered plant-based nutritional counseling on the Holistic Holiday at Sea, which is a wonderful all-vegan cruise with delicious foods, lectures, and exercise. I can't say enough nice things about it. But most of the people I saw were already on a plant-based diet, but weren't feeling good or were gaining weight. As soon as we broke down what they were eating, it was easy to figure out why. Although they had cut out all the dairy and meat, they swapped that out for deceptively unhealthy processed vegan foods. I am not saying that you shouldn't eat faux meats once in a while, but when processed vegan foods are the nugget of your diet, you may be helping animals, but you are not improving your health. So today, let's get back to the basics and the backbone of a healthy vegan diet, and perhaps you will join me on a 21-day healthy vegan food challenge. Here is how it works. For 21 days, you will follow a daily nutritional checklist of my top 10 vegan foods that you should include in your diet every day. I will put a downloadable daily checklist in this week's show notes, and I will post it in our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/ordinaryvegan, or you can go to my website right now and download it at ordinaryvegan.net/vegan checklist for a copy. After you download it, you can carry the checklist on your phone or tape it to your refrigerator. The daily checklist will provide you with a list of essential plant foods that you should eat every day for 21 days for optimal health and wellness. This is not about calorie restriction. It is about eating whole plant-based foods. I believe when you are done eating clean, unprocessed plant-based foods for 21 days, you will not believe how you feel. And it is easier than you think. Although there are only 10 food groups, there are many varieties of that food in each food group. Now, let's talk about the food groups and the serving sizes per day. Let's begin with mega vegan protein sources called legumes. You should eat at least 3 servings a day of legumes. A serving is a half a cup, so a total of 1.5 cups of legumes a day. Those can include chickpeas like hummus or beans, peas, lentils, edamame, black beans, or other sources of high protein like tofu, tempeh, or seitan. That will provide you with an approximate 60 grams of pure plant-based protein. Now, let's talk about grains, which are the cornerstone of a vegan diet and an excellent source of protein. Whole grains. You should have 3 half-cup servings a day. That could be oatmeal in the morning. A slice of whole grain bread would be 1 serving. And a half a cup of quinoa or brown rice, farro, barley, or sprouted grains. You can even count 3 cups of ear-popped popcorn as a serving of whole grains, or a tortilla. That will provide you with another 40 to 50 grams of protein a day. So I don't know why people think you don't get enough protein on a healthy vegan diet. By the way, if you have celiac disease or gluten sensitivity, you can still enjoy 3 servings of whole grains. You just have to choose the gluten-free varieties. Next is seeds. I recommend 1 tablespoon of ground flaxseed per day and 1 tablespoon of hemp seeds per day. This provides a lot of protein and omega-3s. Put them in your oatmeal, soup, or on salads. You can learn more about boosting your health and energy with the all-powerful seed in podcast number 6. The next food group is nuts. I recommend 1/8 cup to 1/4 cup of nuts a day, or 2 tablespoons of a nut butter like peanut butter. Nuts are also high in protein. Next are leafy greens. I know I talk about this a lot, but leafy greens are a powerhouse of nutrition. Rich in vitamins A, C, E, and K, they also contain a host of phytochemicals, potassium, and magnesium. I recommend 2 servings a day or more. 1 serving size is 1 cup raw or 1/2 cup cooked. These could be kale, collard, or turnip greens, spinach, Swiss chard, or romaine lettuce. Next are cruciferous vegetables. Minimum 1 cup a day. Broccoli, cabbage, cauliflower, bok choy, or Brussels sprouts. The glucosinolates in cruciferous vegetables have been found to inhibit the development of cancer and protect cells from DNA damage. The sulforaphane accelerates the body's ability to detoxify from pollutants, including air pollution. Never underestimate the nutritional power of cruciferous vegetables. Now let's talk about other vegetables. Eat all types of vegetables. 3 to 4 1/2 cup cooked servings per day, or 3 to 4 cups of raw vegetables. Every day, as many colorful vegetables as you want. They are low in calorie density, meaning you can eat a lot of vegetables for very, very few calories, and they are high in satiety, meaning they keep you full faster and longer. The next food group is fruits. All types of fruits, especially berries, fresh or frozen, 3 to 4 servings a day. 1 serving equals 1 piece of fruit or 1/2 cup chopped. Sweet potatoes. I recommend 3 to 4 a week. The people of Okinawa have a life expectancy among the highest in the world, and 30% of their diet consists of sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are high in flavonoids, vitamin C, fiber, and slow burning carbohydrates. Last but not least, don't forget to drink water. Most people don't drink enough water, and the most frequently cited reasons for not drinking water is that they don't feel thirsty or they drink other beverages like soda. There is evidence that not drinking enough water may be associated with all kinds of diseases. But of course, that may be because low water intake is often associated with many unhealthy behaviors. But with that said, the World Health Organization and the U.S. Institute of Medicine recommend between 6 to 11 cups of water a day for women and 10 to 15 cups of water a day for men. We get some water from food and the water our body makes. So the recommendation for women is to drink at least 4 to 7 cups of water a day, and men 6 to 11 cups of water a day. Of course, you should drink more if it's hot outside or if you are exercising. Now, with all that said, I know you're thinking, how am I going to eat all that food every day? Even though we spoke about a lot of different plant-based foods, it isn't a lot of food, but a lot of variety of foods. That is the key. And all plant-based foods are not created equal. One of the easiest ways to combine all these healthy plant-based foods into our daily routine is to create a salad or a meal in a bowl. All you need to do is combine greens, beans, grains, vegetables, and cruciferous vegetables in a bowl. Top it with nuts and seeds and a healthy dressing that is not laden with oil. Let's learn how by going into Ordinary Vegan's kitchen and cooking up a creamy farro salad with white beans and kale topped with a ginger miso dressing. In a medium saucepan, bring 2 cups of water to a boil. Add 3/4 cup of farro that has been rinsed with a little cold water. Cook the farro until it's al dente, about 20 to 25 minutes. You don't want to overcook it. It should have a little bite. Drain it well and spread it on a baking sheet to cool completely. Meanwhile, toast 1/4 cup of pine nuts over moderate heat, tossing it occasionally until it's golden, and that only takes about 5 minutes. In a large bowl, whisk 2 tablespoons of lemon juice and 1 teaspoon of olive oil. Season the mixture with a little salt and ground black pepper. Add approximately 1 pound of Tuscan kale, stems removed and leaves cut into 1/2-inch ribbons. Toss well with the lemon mixture and let it stand for about 15 minutes. Meanwhile, in a food processor, add 1/4 cup of water, 2 inches of peeled, grated fresh ginger, 3 tablespoons of tahini, 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, and 1 tablespoon of soy or tamari sauce. Blend all those ingredients until it's smooth. Then, lightly toss the farro and the kale in the pine nuts and a 15-ounce carton of cooked and rinsed cannellini beans. Lightly dress with your oil-free sweet ginger miso dressing and top with 2 tablespoons of hemp seeds. This makes 2 servings. That's it. You just checked off 7 nutritional boxes in 1 single meal. And if you are gluten-free, you can always replace the farro with quinoa. Meals in a bowl are also a quick and easy way to include your daily 10. To create a meal in the bowl, just choose 1 ingredient from legumes, grains, leafy greens, cruciferous vegetables, non-sweet fruit like avocado, cucumber, or tomatoes, and hemp seeds. You can dress it with citrus or hot sauce or tamari, vinegar, or even salsa. Or how about getting 5 or more daily superfoods in a smoothie? The longer you do this, the easier it gets. And to be honest, it is much easier to know what you are going to eat instead of wondering or worrying about what's for dinner, lunch, or breakfast. All you need to do is look at your nutritional checklist and create an easy, wholesome meal. I will post daily recipe recommendations on our Facebook group page. That's it for today's podcast. Don't forget, you can get a free download of the daily nutritional checklist at ordinaryvegan.net/vegan checklist, or the link will be in today's show notes. Don't forget to subscribe to the Ordinary Vegan podcast, and if you get a minute, please leave a review. Last but not least, I received a really nice email this week from one of our community members. His name is William, and he said, "I have suffered from severe chronic pain for over 20 years, got addicted to pain meds, and took acetaminophen daily for over 20 years until it led to a severe ulcer. I finally decided to try your CBD oil capsules, and it was a miracle from the moment I took them. Not only did it improve my mood swings, it took away the pain and decreased the inflammation. I am a new man. Thank you." CBD oil from hemp is a natural plant food that is taking the wellness world by storm for its promising anti-inflammatory and anti-anxiety properties. All CBD oils are not created equal, and I spent 2 years finding the most safe and reliable CBD oil from hemp that I could provide for you. You can purchase my vegan CBD oil from hemp on ordinaryvegan.net. I hope it can help you, because my goal is to help you live a long, healthy, pain-free life and anxiety-free life. Thanks, guys. Till next time.
Thanks for joining our plant-based community today. Together, we can accomplish great things. Please subscribe so you don't miss any of Ordinary Vegan's recipes and plant-based tips. If you have any questions or feedback, email us at questions@ordinaryvegan.net. Until next time.